You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Brooke, we all want a heavyweight black boyfriend hoodie. It's like goes without saying. So what do you guys want to talk about now?
I don't know.
That was a hot start.
Is this our lighting? Mm-hmm. I've been out of commish for a little bit.
Out of commish.
We've been remote for
I heard.
A little bit.
I'm stoked to meet it back.
Oh, yep. It's nice. Buoy or Bowie?
Buoy.
Okay. Like an ocean buoy. Like an ocean buoy, of course.
It's on the spot.
I'm feeling like I think I need a dog.
I would love if you got a dog as well.
Yeah.
It's nice. You need a good dog sitter, though. That's the key. Like, you need someone to... When you're traveling.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling that way with my cats.
We're recording if you want.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Can we put the dog thing
up
or no? But Dylan, don't look at this if you can.
No, Dylan,
you can.
Yeah.
But also if you do,
direction.
It's like no worries.
No, that's good.
I
woke up with a stiff neck the other day, so if I like can't turn all the way, that's fine.
Oh, we were just talking about stretching.
We were talking about stretching. Personally a fan. Brooke doesn't like stretching.
I didn't say that.
You said stretching might be good for you, but you're just more like, of a cracker. That's what you said.
Yeah, it's just like I'm not like waking up and stretching.
What's your crack that you do?
Let's just like that.
Do you like foam
and
rolling?
For audio listeners, I'm just kind of moving my back slightly.
Which, by the way, like, some would argue that's a stretch.
This?
Yeah, it's right. You're just cracker to
stretch. Yeah, I guess. But I also like cracking my neck.
Oh, I hate that.
Really?
Yeah, grosses me out.
Oh, sorry. I won't.
I wish I had that mobility.
Oh, well, I mean, you can get there. Yeah. You're an athlete.
Yeah, but that looks like you were born with that.
Maybe it's Maybelline, though.
Are you, like, in what sense? Was it unnatural?
Unnatural.
Did it go too far?
Yeah, your ear just touched your shoulder.
Oh.
Okay, well, we should probably...
Yeah, oh, my God.
We
can hop
we
in. Unless you
want
to go further into your stiff neck.
No.
Okay.
Wait, you just woke up with a stiff neck?
Yeah, having my first day in Florida. I just got back from Florida.
It's just amazing for me to hear that someone that looks like you, and I've seen you with your shirt off, can get a stiff neck.
Dude,
even you can get a stiff neck.
I'm constantly injured. That's my motto.
You should stretch.
You should maybe try cracking, too.
Both. Foam rolling, I need it all.
Okay, well, everyone, welcome back to Brooke and Connor. Make a podcast. We're making a podcast in the studio today with Dylan Efron. This is a big deal.
And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Stoked to be here, Lady Efron.
I was about to say. I don't know if you knew about that. Do you know?
Yes,
the origin.
I don't know the origin.
Okay, it's not what it seems like. It might be what it seems like, but it's not what it seems like. Basically, Dylan. You know, High School Musical came out when I was 10. You know, it's that important time in a girl's life.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I fell for Zach. You know, a lot of other people did too. And when it came time to make my email account, I was going for something maybe like Mrs. Efron or like Mrs. Efron 1, and everything was taken. And so Lady Efron became my at AOL.com became my email address. And then I was like, ha, and then I stopped using it, like, you know, in high school or something. But then when it came time to, like, make a TikTok, I was like, that could be funny to bring that back. And I didn't know that people would just call me that.
Yeah, I love it.
But I'm glad you love it. And yeah, I feel like a part of the family.
Welcome to the family.
Thank you for having me.
I love it.
It's been an honor to be an Efron. And
you kind of look like an Efron.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you look like just like my cousins.
Whoa.
Did you hear that? They're Montalva.
That's awesome. That is crazy. Thank you so much. I'll be thinking about that for a really long time.
That's special. Now, like, if you're ever asked, like, is there a Lady Efron? You'd be like, yeah, I met her.
Yeah.
Household name.
We go way back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so awesome. I'm so glad you guys got to
I'm
have
really
that
glad I got that off my chest, because I was like tossing and turning last night thinking about how I was going to tell you that. I didn't know if you knew or not.
I didn't know it was an email.
Yeah, it was my email address.
I like that.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm a little older, so it would have been like AIM or something like that, like the AOL.
Yeah.
Remember those usernames?
And it was like my iChat.
AIM, yeah.
Too. It was my AIM, yeah.
I didn't have an AIM.
I didn't really. Really? I was in that generation. I just never had one.
I love the sound of the door opening and closing. Like, that is canon to me. But just because my older cousins had AIM and they would like set their message, and I was always really jealous. But my parents have had this lifelong fear of me being kidnapped via AIM. And it's transferred still to now. Like, as an adult, they're like, hey, you know, keep your head on a swivel online.
Oh, okay. I thought it was only on AIM still.
I would use AIM still. If other people were using AIM, like, I would have no hesitation jumping back on AIM. Actually, for the first time, it would be me getting on AIM. Frogboy155 was my username. Frogboy155 at hotmail.com.
Some people had a song when they logged on. Is that ringing a bell for anyone?
Well, MySpace was like MySpace too.
Oh, no, I didn't have a MySpace. AIM had a song too. Or was it just... Because I remember whenever my crush would log on... It was like some Linkin Park song. And so my heart would start to race whenever I heard that Linkin Park song. But maybe that was just me.
I wasn't a user. I wish I could help. Sorry.
Did you used to make like CDs for your crushes?
Yeah. Burn them. And then they never made me one back.
Oh.
But I really enjoyed burning CDs from my LimeWire collection.
Man. All right.
Yeah.
You guys are older than I thought.
Yeah.
We're showing our age.
You could say that. Yeah.
We end up being older than you.
I know.
So, anyways, I was watching your YouTube last night.
Awesome.
And it was so awesome to get back to my personal roots. You have this series on YouTube that is so River Monsters adjacent.
Love it.
But also Anthony Bourdain adjacent.
Yep.
And it was so nice to be laying in. I was in a hotel last night, and there's only a couple channels. I finally figured out how to like broadcast my phone to the TV.
That's exciting.
Very awesome.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
But to just be in the pitch black and be like in Guyana with you as you caught this fish.
I was the striped blue one?
No. This was a large, almost eel-looking fish. Okay.
That's Mexico.
That was Mexico. Okay. So don't get it twisted.
Okay, not Guyana.
I catch a lot of fish.
No, but at some point I was watching River Monsters a long time ago, and I was like, okay, how many River Monsters are there? Because he'd gone everywhere. And that man, do you know that man's name?
Yeah, absolutely. What's his name? No, I'm blanking on the name, but he went to that same spot. And he caught
it felt
fish.
Familiar yeah. to me. Yep. Like it's not my home, but I know my way around. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, Bowie needs to say hello. He's checking.
Oh, hi, Bowie.
Yeah. No, huge compliment saying it's like River Monsters and Anthony Bourdain. So thank you.
It's awesome, and there's like a space open for that right now. I think, and it's like a comfort show because that would just be on. And like, I don't really, that guy to me looked like a river monster, the host of that show way back when.
But like what you said is like going back to your roots. Like I used to sit down, my dad would be watching it. So it's like 8 o'clock, done with homework, whatever it is. I just go down and watch it with my dad. And that's like, that sparked all these interests I didn't know I had.
Yeah.
So it's like going back to the roots and being like, wow, I could actually do what I watched growing up. And let's make that happen.
Have you ever caught something that you were like actually scared of or seen something when you were diving?
Yeah, just two days ago I was with crocodiles and they scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. Could they eat you? Yeah,
yeah.
Right?
I think they would love that.
And the people I'm with, like I'm with my friend Rosie, who's a herpetologist.
Okay. Right.
If you, everyone knows what that is.
Of
they,
course.
They study, just, study they reptiles.
If yeah. someone didn't know, what would you say?
Yeah. A lip scientist for sure.
Herpetology.
Right.
That's what I
Yeah. So she's like, they're like, yeah, put your goggles on. We can swim with these alligators, crocodiles. I'm like 4 feet away from the face. And she's like, yeah, you want to be right on because that's the safest, like right in front of the nose. That's the safest place to be.
Right where they open their mouth is kind of the perfect spot to be.
And trust me.
And how well do you know the herpetologist?
Pretty well. Like, I've gone shark diving with her and my friend Chris quite often. So, like, I know them and trust them, but it's so weird. I'm, like, closer than we are right now to the face. And they're like, Dylan, you're so far away. I'm like, no, I'm really close.
What about where I am?
Yeah, she's like, I need a subject. Can you put your head right next to him? I'm like, no.
Can you communicate under the water? Do you have like an earpiece?
No, but it's like so shallow that I could stick my head up in here.
Oh.
But yeah, it was, they're very scary. It's like looking at a dinosaur.
Yeah. So what makes you want to be doing that?
Curiosity.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, just you know what they say about curiosity.
It killed the cat.
Killed the cat.
Like cats, so.
But I have to.
This is my Max.
Oh, he wants a new toy.
He wants Max. He can have our Bimble.
So when you catch something,
what's this?
Do you always put it back, or do you ever like eat it?
Yeah, I'll eat, but it's very much like purposeful. Like we'll catch one fish and eat that fish for like our group dinner that night.
Yeah.
But most of the time, like I grew up catch and release fly fishing. So I don't like harming animals.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't.
We were talking about that recently. Like, does it hurt the fish?
We were talking because I can't even put a worm on the hook because
it
makes me feel sick.
Totally.
Because I'm like, oh, they feel that. But then when you fish with your dad or someone, they're like, fish can't feel it in their mouth. And I'm like, oh, thank God. And it's like, I thought about it later. I'm like, how did fish just develop this ability to not feel hooks going through their lip? You know, they do, right?
Yeah. I don't know how they feel pain really, but like,
well, right. That, how would, yeah.
Yeah. But it could, yeah. It might just be like an ear piercing. I don't know, but it doesn't hurt them in the long run, but you can, if you're doing it wrong. Like when you're fly fishing for trout, if you're like manhandling it out of the water, like they can develop like scale diseases and stuff like that just from the oils on our skin. So like there is best practices and you have to just learn from someone that knows that stuff to always keep your hands wet. Don't let it out of the water too long. But if you're doing it right, it's not going to harm the fish.
Okay. And you know how to do it.
I
was watching you teach your little siblings.
Oh my gosh. And like, talk about the worm. Like I'm like, oh, I need to be the dad here and like
the worm.
Put the worm on the hook. And I'm like struggling a little bit. And then she's like, I want to do it. She just puts it head first. I'm like, dang. That's
the worm, if you can get past the worm, the rest is smooth sailing. However, I don't necessarily believe in reincarnation or not. When I'm putting a worm on the hook, I'm like, this is this could be a person that like I'm putting on a hook right now. And like, I can't believe I'm putting them through.
You would have had to do something like horrible in your past life to become a worm on a hook.
Who are all these worms in this box from the gas station? You know, who are these night crawlers? What did they do? And would I still love them if they were a worm? Hard to say. I don't know.
Hard
past.
To say.
But man, that will put some hair on your chest to put a worm on the hook. That's genuinely, I can get a fish off the hook. What about when they swallow the hook?
I don't know.
That gets tough.
Sometimes they can.
And that's when it can go bad. Like if they swallow the hook really far, then you have to fish it out with some pliers and there might be blood
Ooh,
and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, it can go bad and that's when it goes bad.
Do you have like a strong stomach for that kind of stuff?
I think it's coming from that same thing where it's like, I don't want to hurt them. And if I get in that situation where I'm hurting a fish, it's hurting me. And I just want to, I know I need to do it. It's like, you're a doctor at that point. Like,
you don't just kill it.
This fish is in the hook, in the stomach. Like I need to get it out. Let's not baby around this and make it worse. Let's just,
you don't just
get
adrenaline.
I want to try to save it if I can. So,
oh,
wow. That's
but yeah, at that point, like if you kill it, then you better eat it. You better not just like waste time. It doesn't have to happen often.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I went ice fishing, and that was like the most fun I've ever had in my life. We did it in Steamboat in Colorado. And you sat there all day, you drink beers, you hang out. And then I was like, we didn't bring any food. And it's like an 8-hour day. They're like, you're going to eat. I learned how to, I caught some rainbow trout, as they call them. And we killed them and filleted them on and didn't even cook them. We just ate it out of their carcass.
Raw? Oh, no. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Just put it raw. But it's just out and it's
no,
it's
you cooked it, though.
Oh, no. We ate it raw. I was going to ask,
there's no,
should we have eaten it raw off of its spine? We did already. And it's, I'm good.
You put it on the fire?
No, we ate it raw. Just right out of its body.
That's pretty cool.
It was really cool. I feel cool.
Did it taste good?
Sashimi.
It tasted like sushi. It's sushi. I don't think you would ever eat like a rainbow
trout sushi.
Did they like clean it?
For some reason, never have that on the
menu. In Alabama or something.
Yeah, at Nobu. But I did it. I cut the fish open. You cut it on the spine. And then we cut up the,
I've seen that in like shows, like in Alaska, they'll like just take a bite right out of the fish and it's so fresh that you're not going to get sick. But
I'm wondering now, like if that was kosher,
it.
Would I,
yeah, you should have cooked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you should have cooked.
Where do we go from here? Cause I didn't. And I ate it. I ate the whole thing. Actually, I was really hungry.
Whoa.
I was like Bear Grylls, except 6 beers deep.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I'll eat the fish raw. I bet someone just dared me to do it. And I was like, yeah, okay, this is what we're doing now. But it was delicious.
Between that and the like fish hook in the stomach, we need to move on.
We'll move on.
We need to move on to something else.
You dive with sharks?
Yeah.
Where? What kind of sharks?
I've done bull.
Already lost me.
Already lost you.
Yeah.
That was the first shark diving I ever did was bull.
Where was that?
That was Florida? In Jupiter, Florida. Yeah.
And are bull sharks known for?
There's a lot of casualties.
Yeah, there's a lot of casualties.
They actually
there's
want
a lot of casualties.
Seek you out, I'm pretty sure, and like eat you.
No, it's just most of the attacks are like surfers and stuff like that.
Bull sharks eat license plates. Like they will eat. They would love to eat your leg.
That's a cool thing about getting into that is you just more understanding because there's so many irrational fears with sharks, crocodiles, all that stuff. So
what would you say to someone who's like a little bit scared to get in the ocean sometimes?
Oh, that it, like sharks aren't looking for you. Like is your fear of sharks when you're swimming?
Just like I don't want to go out too deep because I do think that there will be a shark.
No, I think the biggest thing is the sharks they don't see us as food. Like they want the bloody fish or whatever that's out there. They want real food. So they see us and they're going to ignore us 9 out of 10 times. The issues with shark attacks is like, when you see a paddleboarder and then a paddleboarder freaks out because the shark's underneath it and then jumps in the water, starts splashing, swimming away. Now all of a sudden that looks like prey. So the shark's going to go after that prey if it's kicking and acting like prey. So
if I see a shark out there,
you stay calm.
Don't move. Or
yeah,
back
if you're on the
paddleboard,
stay on the paddleboard. Like when you're surfing, you normally try to group up. If you have 3 surfers in the water, you want to group up, make a big footprint.
If I'm just like Lone Ranger?
Lone Ranger?
Not on a paddleboard.
Stay calm, keep your head underwater.
Say the Mary, what is the Mary prayer? I would just start saying all the prayers that I know.
But that's better. The worst thing you can do is see it start kicking, swimming away. Like at that
don't
point.
Don't act like prey.
Yeah, at that point, it's
a good reminder to keep with you.
Keep your eyes on it. If you have to, you can redirect with your hands. Like we have hands. We can push it away. Yeah, like you can punch the nose. You can grab the gills. Like if it gets that close, you can defend yourself. But the worst thing to do is just start kicking and thrashing.
First stop, shitting my pants. Second stop, blacking out.
I really think I'd pass out.
That would be the best thing.
I think I'd pass
That'd
out.
That would be the best thing.
Yeah, I'm I'm dead. Like, I just want to be frank.
I'm dead as a doorknob.
Okay, so the first step when you see a bull shark is to don't act like prey. Like full blown, like every coming out of me at that point. I am chumming the waters, as they say. Brooke asked me not to talk about poop. We are 17 minutes in.
I did ask. I said, do the best you can.
As soon as I said that, I go, shit, what time? Okay. Let's keep the Dylan episode relatively poop free. Can't. Sorry.
That was my one request. But it's fine.
It's fine. That was like relevant.
It was relevant. It was totally relevant.
I actually held back for 24 extra seconds.
Yeah.
From saying that. But you, speaking of being in deep water, you just saved two young women from drowning? No? Miami? Is that right? The right terminology? Drowning?
Yeah, it was really random.
What?
So I showed up to the beach. This is my first time ever in South Beach, actually, like on the beach. And I like just walk up to the shore for the first time ever. And I'm looking out and there's like just people screaming in the water. And
did you think shark right away or no?
No, I thought the currents were ripping. There was a bunch of rip currents and stuff. So I just saw like five girls, like their hands are up screaming. There's people on the shore with their hands up. So I just like looked around. There's no lifeguards around. And I was with my buddy Brennan, and Sam Asghari was there too. But me and Brennan just look at each other and we just sprinted out there. There were two closest to us that already had a guy like helping them in. And then there were like three out further. So I swam one in, swam back for another girl. It was really, really real. And like we brought like the last girl I swam in, I was just trying to calm her down and just saying like breathe, breathe. And she's just wrapped me in the biggest hug, like doesn't want to let go.
Get it.
Yeah. So we hugged for like a full minute, just like hugging this girl on shore. I'm like, you're safe, you're good. And then I just walked away. Like she never said a word.
Well, luckily,
we just walked away, and then I went back to the normal life.
Like even though you walked away, luckily the press was able to pick this up.
I don't know how either. We're just walking away and be like, that was really weird. Like our first 10 seconds on this beach and there was a rescue. Like Miami's weird. And then we just walked away. It was normal. And then my agent was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? You saved someone? And I was like, did I tell you that? And I was like, I didn't. How do you know this? And she sent me the article.
Did you feel the rip current when you were in there, or did you also have some sort of training to not feel those?
I'm in the water a lot, so I just knew. I felt comfortable, uh-huh. But yeah, it was the current was ripping. Like where we jumped in, we ended up like a football field length away. So it was the current was strong, and yeah, it's just like the girls probably just got a little too far and got scared.
Well, South Beach too. They probably were drinking.
Maybe. They were a little younger. But it's scary.
It's crazy not to have lifeguards in South Beach, Miami.
I think there were lifeguards everywhere, but there's so many people. So
right. I was just there like 2 weeks ago, and the rip was crazy. Yeah. Just right in front of these like family hotels. But they weren't letting people in the water when I was there.
I think after that, they started pulling people out of the water. It kind of just turned on right when we got there.
Can I say something insane?
Yeah.
Okay. Like almost cut worthy if we have to. I think, and this is unrelated
I
now.
I wonder if we're going to say the same thing, because I thought, don't say that.
I don't think we are. Okay. Like, I'm having a really insane person thought. It's almost like, should I even? I don't know how to word it, but how great would it be if your agents were like, hey, did you find those two girls that we put there for you to save?
I was thinking they were like, is that Dylan Efron?
Let's drown.
That was my thinking, thought.
Like, let's drown here.
I'm not saying I would do that.
Yeah.
The thought might have crossed my mind.
I wouldn't mind being swam out by an Efron, you know?
I don't think God anyone forbid. Would, but...
God forbid I need a little saving. And we can move forward, too, from that as well, because they were...
They were really...
They were drowning.
And I want to validate you saving.
No, but...
You saved
it,
and
it's... The article was like, do moi or something like that, which I guess is like a gossip article.
We're friends. Yeah, we're friends with Do.
You are.
Yeah.
We're friends of Do.
And then it's like, the article is way too complimentary. Like,
She loved you.
I feel like most people would have done in that situation, and they wrote it just making me sound so cool. I was like... Do I even want to like?
I don't think restory
this
because
I don't know. I was like, it feels like I could see what you say. Like this is a PR stunt.
Yeah,
like, I actually felt that way. So.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not to make this about me at all, but I have saved someone from drowning too.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
I was on Oahu.
Yeah.
At this beach, and the waves come in, and it's like a known beach to have like rogue sets come in, and there were these people like right down at the water's edge. They were tourists, didn't speak English, and people were like, "Oh, like you got to back up." And this set comes in, and you always see videos of people getting like crushed, and they roll into shore, and it's funny, and they're fine. The set was so big that they rolled them in and then pulled them back out, and there's another wave. And my buddy, I'm laughing because it was like the first wave that crushed him. It's just like, why were you right there when the wave came in? It's funny. But then they start getting sucked out. My buddy runs, and I'm like, I got to go. Even though I'm not necessarily built like you, but so I was like, I don't know how much of a help I'm going to be here, but they simply like could not get up. So I'm running down. My buddy, it's a man and a woman. My buddy grabs the woman, and I have to grab the man, and he has since lost his bathing suit in the tide. So he's nude. He did a really similar thing to that young woman did to you, where he was holding on to me for dear life. He smelled so bad. Like, and his armpit, he was really hairy. His armpit actually was housing a full head of hair. As much as I have on my head. And it's on my person. And I'm dragging him. I'm like, okay, you have to help me. Like, he's limp. And I'm like, it was just one wave. And you haven't been underwater. You've just been on shore, like, breathing air. Get up. Get up, girl. I was like, so I'm pulling him in. And I'm like, just so much time has gone by. I look up. There's a wave. Fully over top of us. And I just hug my boy. And I'm, okay, here we
sweet,
go.
Sweet boy.
Rush. Rolled up. I pull him up, and then there was a group of locals that, like, took him off me with a towel, and my friends were like, and I was like, we can't.
Did you guys hug on shore for a full minute after?
We didn't even talk about it for the rest of the day. I was like, why did you pick the girl? Like, why did you leave? Because my buddy's athletic, too, and I was like, you would have been much more suited, well-suited for the man.
I can't believe you even told that.
I remember it randomly, like, when Dylan Efron's here talking about saving two drowning women.
Yeah, the first time I met Connor, I almost drowned.
Yeah.
Which was
this
really
is one
scary.
Of my favorite memories.
And
of Brooke.
I didn't know that it was just, I was on the shore, like in the water, but close to the shore. And the waves were just so big. And I'm like 4'10". So I was really struggling to like stay upright. Mm-hmm. And they were just knocking me down. And every time I stood up, I would go back down. And so a lifeguard came over to me and shoved my face down into the sand.
I'm underwater, like I'm ducking under these waves, and I can picture Brooke. I could draw a picture of this from
my bathing suit was also off as well.
From memory, it's our friend Kevin. He's a lifeguard in Orange County.
But I didn't know him like that well.
Grabs her by the back of the head, pushes her face, and I'm underwater, like looking. Brooke's face is like this on the sand, and her top is and on the ground. Her by the tide, and her face is on the ground, and her chest is out.
My chest was
and
out.
You're just being annihilated by Kevin, the lifeguard.
But I didn't know that that's a saving technique, so I was like, oh, Kevin, the lifeguard's killing me.
I didn't know either. Oh, that was funny.
That's how, why your face in the sand?
To get her lower? She was jumping over the waves, but they were breaking on us.
Because like, I know when we're duck diving in big surf, you can, or if you're just swimming, you can dive down to the bottom and hold on with your hands.
He duck dived her torso.
He was trying to get me like under the waves as opposed to, But I was, I couldn't breathe or anything like that. It was like the most vulnerable position that I've ever been in. So, okay, yay. I have a question for both of you.
Me?
Yeah, the two of you.
Okay.
You both love traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And for me, it's like—
Mine is more so like Ohio and Minneapolis, but I love what you do too.
I would love that too.
But you could like get on a plane like 15 times a week, and you do. But like for me, it's like if there's even like a 10-minute delay in a flight, I'm like, I'm never flying again. And if I have to fly like more than once a month, it's like the end of the world. So has there ever been like any moments where you're like, I'm never traveling again?
You probably have a better one than me. I also want to say really quickly that someone submitted this week. One person submitted. I actually love hearing people's flight stories. So this is for you, listener.
And it doesn't have to be a flight story. It could be like,
like a travel thing?
Like a something like, oh, I got bit by a shark and that made me like maybe not want to go traveling again.
I'm just thinking recently on my last flight, the guy next to me was farting the whole time. And that's never
fun.
Sorry
about that. Yeah. It's really bad.
It was crazy. It was just like constant. But
yeah,
but I think some of the long travel flights where it has like multiple layovers or you're getting to a place that's so far away that you have to take all those flights, like, Those are the ones that make you be like, I want to be home for a month after this.
Yeah.
But yeah, travel. I don't know. What about you?
I'm thinking of like the most miserable times of traveling that I've been. Like in Bali, we didn't have AC the whole time. And I kept getting sick because I was eating
street food. I was going to say like, street food. You get like really bad food
but
poisoning or something.
Those memories are like my favorite part about the trip. Because I was with my friends and we were all sick and we were all sweating and we were all, and it was like commiserating.
Yep.
And like, I was looking forward to being back in the AC, but I was also not looking forward to the trip with my friends ending, like the traveling part.
See, I can't get on board with the giant food poisoning, like making me love it.
I know, it's weird. Like, it's like a weird, miserable thing, but we were all miserable. So it was like, oh, I'm going to miss this.
Yeah, it's the memory afterwards, once you're back home. But like that was like my first trip to the jungle. Like I pooped my pants. I was struggling the whole time. Yeah.
Wait a minute. It's like you were right behind me with the poop story. Yeah,
I like the poop stories.
What did you eat?
I don't know. That's the thing. Yeah. I just thought it was a little teeny fart.
I ate dog on accident. So that's what did it for me.
But that's like why I really want to go to like Rajampat, and it's so far.
Where is that?
Indonesia. And like, there's some incredible free diving out there. And like, I've been wanting to go for years, but I haven't done it just because I know it is like such a mission to get out there. I need to spend a month for it to be worth it.
Yeah.
How would you even begin to think about getting over there?
It's just a couple flights. Like, you're flying to the other side of the world. So you have to just be mentally prepared for it. Start stretching.
Start stretching. Stretching is so key.
Yeah.
You can also,
it really is,
take like one large sleeping pill.
Yeah.
And then you wake up there. That's a quote from Parent Trap that's the only part I know. I'm taking one large sleeping pill and I'm shipping you two brats off.
The worst when it's like, no, I'm sorry.
No,
I cut you off. Finish.
I just started going on to a Parent Trap quote.
I always get scared if I have a layover to take a sleeping pill, because then it's like, what if I can't like walk?
I think it depends on the initial flight, right?
Well, yeah, I'm also new to that. Like, that was like a travel hack that I was like, why didn't they teach me this when I was younger?
Yeah.
But I did take a sleeping pill on a flight, and it was like an upright seat, and I slept the whole time, and I was like, oh my God, like I wish I knew this when I was killing myself sleeping on the floor on a flight. Like, this made it so much better. But then I did it the next time.
How do you sleep on the floor?
Oh, I get wild on planes. Like, if I'm uncomfortable, I will stand the whole flight. I'll get on the floor and lay down. Like,
and the flight attendants are just like, you're all good.
No, there's some back and forth sometimes. I try to befriend them very early on, so they give me some grace.
Yeah, whoa.
I had a bad back for a while because I got in a bad bicycle accident. So sitting in those planes would flare it up.
Yeah.
So I would lay down. I'd just be like, I have a bad back. I need to lay down.
Like in the aisle?
Yeah, not in the aisle.
Like,
yeah, in the space in front of your seat.
If you have the row, you could lay. I don't know how you do, unless it's a double wide.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
But there's some seats you can get like that have like more space in front and stuff like that.
No, they even more space seats.
The exit
I don't believe
rows.
In any of this lingo that they use anymore. I think it's fake.
No,
I think
even
it's
more space
fake marketing.
That don't ever seem to have.
It's a half inch.
But also, my legs are all, are.
Yeah, your legs are touching the floor.
Yeah, right. I can't touch the floor or anything like that. So I'm usually okay.
We're built similarly.
Do you do the seatbelt trick that I post about it all the time, but it has saved me on flights.
So with your feet.
Yeah, you sit with your feet up like this, and then put the seatbelt around your legs.
It really genuinely works.
What?
It's the best. Good. Do it on your next flight. It's such a game changer.
I'll tell you my mine that I've been doing. I only do window now because I'm scared of heights, so I have to be in charge of the window. So if someone opens it and I peek out and I see that we're in the air, I'm like, wait, what the hell? That's not right. And so
you leave it shut the whole time.
I leave it. I don't even open it. They say, can you open that for takeoff? I go, yeah, I'll get right on that. Shut. I don't want to see us take off. And I get against the window and then I pull, you know, the thing, the headrest, you can squeeze it against your head.
Yeah.
I squeeze it together as tight. And then I wedge my head in between the wall. I put a hoodie on. So there's like a little cushion. And then I wedge my head between that and it holds your head. So even like when you're in the air and you're not taking off anymore, where it's like pushing you,
the
G-force is pushing
feeling.
You. It just squeezes your head there and you can sleep the whole time like this.
That's because your neck's hyperflexible, though. We already established this.
I have a disease, right?
I think it's possible because if he has like stretched your cheek out.
Wow.
Like he is just like, he's just like a stretchy.
Like, you're like Luffy.
Yeah, he's just
Luffy.
Stretchy guy.
Okay. Yeah, I saw a cat with this disease that you say I have all the time, and it was really ugly and nasty. So I hope that it...
I don't know. I can't diagnose you.
Oh,
but
everybody
I just
did.
Saw someone on TikTok that had stretchy cheeks, and they had something.
Well, I have a dog jaw. Do you know what a dog jaw is?
No.
Look, feel it.
Oh, I thought you were good. Oh, Jesus Christ. That's not what I was expecting.
He was like, "Can you help me with this bit to
I'm
do
like,
with
what
Dylan?"
What am I gonna feel? Right
I was
now?
Like, "I'm gonna try to do the dog."
You've got
today.
Soft skin.
And Brooke goes, "Do not bark at Dylan." And I was like, "I'm gonna bark at Dylan."
If two things to ask you, it's wait to talk about poop and don't bark at Dylan.
Check.
We're pretty similar, so. I think.
Yeah, we're good. I was like, I promise you, from what I know about Dylan, which is. We interacted one time in a comment section last week. He's going to be cool with the barking.
Okay,
I can tell.
I'm glad you got it off your chest.
I know. That's it.
I feel good about the way it went.
That's the only time I'm barking.
Yeah.
Brooke, of course, right there. I don't know if you noticed because you're probably focused on like, what is he about to have me touch? But she goes, oh my God. Like right when I said dog jaw. But it perfectly
okay.
ended the disease.
I feel okay about it.
It kind of helped sell it because I was like, oh God, this must be a thing.
This must be a thing.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So we sent in, or we had people send in, I'm like shaking from because the adrenaline of like,
dog,
yeah,
of
I was like, is this like just gonna work? Ooh, that got me fired up. We had
scared
people.
Off.
I know. Actually, Bowie was fine though. That like, I've opened my.
Bowie.
Was Bowie okay? Oh shit!
Oh,
sorry,
you might
Bowie.
Have upset Bowie.
Okay, I'm sorry, Bowie.
You can bark back at him if you want.
You can get me. You can get my ass.
He's such a good.
Someone submitted a hot take today that said like dogs are scary. Like they could kill you with their claws if they wanted to. And I was like, I don't think you know what a dog is. They said they jump up on you and they have claws. I was like, dogs don't have claws. They have nails.
Yeah, Bowie might have, like, he needs to get him trimmed bad right
now. He's not going to kill you. Bowie wouldn't kill you.
No, but never Bowie. Well,
not Bowie.
But a dog could.
With its teeth, like it could.
Yeah.
It could like maul you, but it's not going to, with its, they don't. scratch
it's
your
really
chest
sweet
open.
Like, it's great that they don't do that.
It is great. I guess they could.
Yeah.
I've learned that, though, with
Bui. But so humans could also do that.
I travel with Bui a lot in airports and stuff like that. And, like, I know Bui is so sweet, but no one else does. So I've noticed that when I'm walking through the airport, people are genuinely, they have dog phobias.
Yeah.
And it's a very real thing, and it's up to me to be aware of that. Like, I need to keep him on a short leash, even though I know he's not going to hurt anyone. Yeah. Like, they don't know that.
Yeah. I'm the same with Max. Is Max, I rescue, right, Bui?
Yep.
So Max is two. Got him like a year and a half ago. He's been with my parents for a little bit because I'm on tour right now. But he is a people person. Mm-hmm. Like, right when I got him, he wasn't. But he's obsessed with any new person. Doesn't matter who they are. Doesn't matter if it's someone in a uniform, which, like, typically, like, they probably don't have the best experience with dogs. So he goes up to every person, and it's the same thing. They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, please don't pepper spray him. Like, he's just wants to lick your face. But it's weird to think about.
Yeah.
Like, not everybody being obsessed with dogs. I'll put my face right up next to a dog's face that I've met that's stray. Because that's how much I'm, like, I'm, like, assuming the best out of every single dog, which is just, like, not.
It is funny, though. Like,
standard.
Bui will run up, like, wagging his tail to a stranger, and I'm like, it's okay, he doesn't bite. And it's like, that's probably not the right thing to say to someone who's scared of dogs. Like, you just shouldn't be in that situation, but it happens.
I was terrified of dogs when I was little, and so my parents got a dog.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that
exposure
was that.
Exposure therapy?
Yeah, exposure therapy.
Yep, Bui's done that to little kids.
Really?
But yeah, there's my friend, and I go to the lake house all the time, and his mom's afraid of dogs, and the son's has that phobia too now. So, like, Bui's the first dog that he actually likes. So every time Bui comes to the lake, he gets
Bui's
excited.
Changing lives.
Yeah, Bui's
good job, Bui.
Little service animal, Bui.
Well, oh my God, we're totally like a rescue animal podcast right now, by the way.
Yeah.
Two rescues.
I rescue my boys.
Plug the rescue.
Max is from, and of course now I'm forgetting the name of the shelter, Lancaster Animal Shelter in Lancaster.
He's from Lancaster too.
Animal shelter?
No, well, so I got him from my stand with my pack, but they rescued him from Lancaster.
Okay, so Lancaster is an awesome shelter. It's obviously in Lancaster. Max was like on his last hours, and they were like, can someone come pick him up? And I drove to Lancaster. It's pretty far out there, but they are so good at, like, they're volunteers there. Rita Earl Blackwell. Do you know her?
No, because but I'm sure that's who I stand with my pack was with.
I think so too.
It was the same deal. It was like, Bui wasn't eating. He was not doing well. So they were like, if someone doesn't rescue him, we're going to have to put him down. I stand with my pack was like, no, like, we'll figure this out.
Yeah. They're so good. And they really mobilize people because they're really good at using social media, which is cool. So Rita goes and volunteers and does profiles on all the dogs and takes them out and, like, writes the descriptions and their personality and if they're good with kids, other dogs, what environment they'd, like, thrive in. Max, when I got him, this was heartbreaking, didn't want to come out of the gate. He wanted to go back in. And I was like, what's going on? And it was like 5 p.m. after I finished out all the paperwork. And they were like, well, he hasn't eaten yet. It's like, we can only feed them once a day. Because we don't have enough money so if you can donate, it's a good place to donate, any shelter like that. But I was like, oh my gosh.
What was Max's name?
My heart.
Max.
Oh, you kept it.
I tried to change it. Yeah.
You tried to change it, it didn't work?
Yeah, didn't work. And I was like, oh, he's just like dumb.
What did you try to change it to?
Rody.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. But that was fun. But and then I said Max, and he was like, he's so smart. Like, my parents, I'm biased, but, like, my parents are like, it's bizarre, the stuff he does.
What type of dog? Because
I don't know.
Yeah.
You got him.
I forget.
His ancestor tree kit.
I forget the, he's a lot of stuff. He's a super mutt. I can show you a picture of him if you.
But that's really how I feel about, like, I grew up with Australian Shepherds. They're very smart, but Bui's a whole other level of smart that, like, I don't think I could have a little dopey retriever.
Yeah.
Because it's almost a human.
No, he's like, I was about to say, his understands. Eyes are human.
Yeah.
Nice. Is he pulled out fast? That's Max.
Oh,
and
my.
That's one of the worst photos of me.
Oh, is that Max?
That's Max? Oh, that's the
that's
same
Max.
Dog?
Looks yeah, like same there. Dog.
Oh.
He's a man. He's got, like, a big block face. He's, He's a super mutt. That's what they said in the DNA test.
Yeah, so. That's like the worst thing when you get. It's like, you're like, I'm so excited to learn what my dog is. And they're like, oh, it's a super mutt. And you're like, what's, no.
What's funny is the cool part about all those DNA tests is that they find like cousins.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, cool. I'm never going to reach out, but it's cool to know that he has a cousin.
Totally. Yeah, I've seen that too.
He's a family of his own.
Yeah. Dogs do. I'm always kind of sad that I'll never know. I'll never see a picture of Max as a puppy. You know, like I might have to sue me. I might have to use AI just to like see what he would have looked like.
ChatGPT it?
Yeah.
How old was Bowie when you rescued him?
About one. And he like hated me. Like I couldn't come near him. Yeah. Like my first walk with him was, he was just running away from me the whole time. And it took like 2-3 weeks before he would like come near me. Then he hated everybody else. It was a work in progress. Like,
how is he the way he is? Now.
He's so good.
I have no idea. Wow. I wish it was like
a dog
I was like,
whisperer.
I wish. It's just I think he was just scared. I mean, yeah. Now yeah. He feels comfortable with me, and I've taken him everywhere. So he's used to just, what's that called, exposure therapy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a lot of that.
What do socialize. You do when you go to the jungle?
I have one sitter, shout out Avalon, that has been saving
Avalon.
My life. But yeah, my girlfriend will, if she stays back, she can watch. But
yeah.
Yeah, that's, otherwise he's with me.
Wow.
That's so nice.
He loves it. Like if I grab my keys, like he wants to go in my van. And you guys saw my van. It's like the back's a bed. It's a big dog bed at this point.
Yeah.
But he gets so excited. It could be 1 a.m. and I grab my keys and he's like, let's go.
That's funny. Oh,
that's precious.
That's so sweet. I miss Max so much. I just saw him last week. But yeah, Max is a car dog too. He just doesn't want to be home by himself. So he's like, I'll just be in the car with
you.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's the best. Like I can go to the grocery store. He never leaves a car, but he's still stoked.
Yeah.
He just wants to hang out.
My dad will tell me now. He's like, I take him everywhere. I was like, why is Max like a little bit chunk right now? My mom goes, ask your dad. Taking him to get Whataburger every day. He's like, I'm just giving him the patty, not the bread. And I was like, you're giving him a Whataburger patty. Like you gotta cut, like stop, because he has his father's stomach, and that's as far as I'll go with that. That's as much as I'll say.
You're in shape.
I'm not saying I'm not. I'm saying, like, God forbid I.
I just want to like encourage you because you've said about 18 times today that
he has his father's stomach, weak stomach. Like,
oh, sorry. Like, I thought, okay, that's okay. Just, sorry, I feel horrible.
Oh God, it's okay.
That poops on you.
That's
he tried to save you.
You asked for the shit. Yeah, you essentially said.
Sorry. Sue me.
Well, that takes us to.
Okay. Wait, I want to ask Dylan something really quickly before we do hot take.
Yeah.
I saw that you've been reading.
Yes.
Recently.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read ACOTAR?
Well, so I do audiobooks. I'm a terrible reader.
That's fine.
Yeah, ACOTAR I finished.
Like all of them?
With audiobooks, I just crank.
Like all five?
Yeah, I'll do them like when I'm working out. But trust me, ACOTAR, it was tough to finish the last one for me.
Because it was like so smutty?
Yes.
Yes.
So much.
I can't really, like doing that on audio must have been like a really...
Oh yeah, like
that's unique that's experience. That's like
porn, right?
Basically the last.
Oh, and it's always in like the weirdest time when it's an audiobook. It's like
it kind of comes out of nowhere too.
Yeah, in that like book. Eating it alone, and I was going to a concert. My friends were meeting me, and I was like, pick me up at this restaurant. So I was like, oh, I'll order some like chicken wings or something. I'm eating chicken wings, and it's just like the sexiest scene ever.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends are watching me through the window. And I don't even know, and I'm just like listening to this hardcore sex scene, and I'm just like. Like they don't know, but I think they do. I'm like, I'm just like,
you're
this
really
is so
in your
weird.
Head, like you're doing something bad. Yeah.
I remember reading that one on the plane, and I was like, it literally feels wrong, like to be reading this.
Yeah, that one. I've said it before, but that one got me because I just wanted more plot.
I wanted more plot in that one.
Every time a plot was starting, it was just like, oh, and then he looked at me this way,
and
my nipples got hard. It was just like you couldn't get anywhere with
you
those.
Really
Someone
you could not get anywhere with no. those two. You really couldn't.
Funny. I was telling Brooke last week I started this book, and it. By the way, that book has been suggested since we started talking about it. It's being suggested on the White Lotus adjacent book reads, or like suggested reads now. Which one? The book that I'm reading, The Long Island Compromise.
Read, and oh, I'm down. Like a big reader.
I'm trying to read so that I can speak on a literary level
I
with
really
Brooke,
appreciate
and I like
it.
Can't.
But I wish you would read like ACOTAR.
I bought the book.
Fourth Wing. What's your favorite?
Fourth Wing's way better.
He likes Fourth Wing. I got the book. Like Fourth Wing better.
It was so out of my league in terms of like, this is a girl on a tree.
Maybe you should try Fourth Wing.
Fourth Wing's better. Fourth Wing.
Is it? You don't have to read the other books to read Fourth Wing?
No, Fourth Wing is completely separate from ACOTAR. Different author.
Bug on my neck. Can you just
no,
check?
I think it's just a
you're going to bark
okay.
at me again.
A loose hair.
There isn't a bug.
No, but Fourth Wing is more like Hunger Games-y.
I love that you thought Fourth Wing was the fourth book of the Wing series.
Of the Wing.
Of Wing Industries.
Well, you were eating wings, reading Fourth Wing.
Yeah. No, he was reading ACOTAR, which is different than... He's listening to ACOTAR, which is okay. different than Fourth Wing, which is the dragons getting horny when the
right.
people are having sex.
The bestiality
I was telling
book.
You about
Got
that.
You.
No, it's not dragon and human. It's dragon on dragon. And human on human simultaneously.
I've heard Throne of Glass is really good though.
Throne of Glass, it's my favorite.
Okay.
I think
that's my next one.
Like it's like there's barely any sex.
I'm going through like a Brandon Sanderson one right now, which is like fantasy.
That's fantasy,
and they're
fantasy.
So long. So
it
it's like 40 hours of audiobook.
Oh my god!
But
there's
like
no
one
romance,
book,
right?
No, it's dry. Did you do Wheel of
it.
Time? Because that was another one. That
no,
there's like 10 books in Wheel of Time.
And there's no romance in that either.
No,
I can't.
I don't suggest
it. And I can't do that.
I'm like a self-help book guy. Brooke hates.
I can't.
Do
that
I was. I listened to so many self-help podcasts, and I just dug myself into the ground with them.
Oh man. Okay. It's like, that's probably the last kick I need.
Because
stop reading them. Because I don't actually end up helping myself at all after I read it.
The way I put it too, when I like finally stopped doing it, was I was like, if you go to a library, there's a self-help section, and it's small and in the corner. And like, why am I, when I look at a podcast, why am I only tuning into this type of genre?
Yeah.
Like, and that's what
it?
Got
Did
me.
Did you have a breakthrough on why?
Sarah J. Maas wrote ACOTAR, and I'm like, oh, this is way more fun than learning about. No, I don't know.
Whoa,
it was probably
scream it from the rooftops.
I think it was probably like Red Rising was the first one that I got
Oh,
into.
I need to read that one.
Yeah, it's good. Really.
Did you read Hunger Games?
Yeah, I did.
The new one?
Oh, there's a new one?
There's a new one out.
Do you have it? Can I borrow it?
I don't. I read it on my Kindle. But it's Haymitch's Hunger Games.
Did they make a movie about that?
It's coming out. So there was another new one that was about President Snow and like his rise to power.
Yeah.
And now the newest one is Haymitch's Hunger Games. And it was so good. I cried from beginning to end.
Out of sadness?
Out of sadness. And she knows how to write. Like death.
What's her name?
Suzanne Collins.
Yeah.
It in a like obviously death is sad regardless, but like she gets you.
I do want to say, as the original influencer,
he thinks he's the first person
I've
ever read the
Hunger Games. We were forced to read, in school for AR points, accelerated reader points, and I'm a judge the book by its cover person, and it was shiny. And I picked it out of the thing, and I was like, oh, I'll read this book.
Oh. I feel like they're very matte, the covers.
They're matte with a bit of shine.
Okay.
I did the same thing when I was in school. I picked a book by its cover, and it was do you remember, like, the cover is like a beaver with a sword? It was a whole series.
Yep.
Was it What's Warriors?
No.
Those are
no.
Pasta.
It's, oh my God, I know what you're talking
is
about.
Is it the Canterbury Tales or something? Or no, it's the... Oh, what's that called?
Oh, it's going to be really... Can we look up Beaver with a Sword?
It's a whole series, though.
No, exactly.
And it's
what
a
you're
whole world.
What? It was like realist. They were like people.
Yeah, do like book series, animals.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Redwall?
Yeah, I think that was it. But in Redwall's, is that the name of the whole series? It says from the cut. Yeah, Redwall was one I read. And that's a whole series of books, I think. Children's fantasy.
Maybe I lied completely to your face. No, I'm not familiar. I do feel like I've read a book about a beaver with a sword, but I don't think it was Redwall.
I think
because the visual isn't helping. But I must have. I don't think that's a beaver either. I have to say, I think that's a squirrel.
I don't know.
But
regardless. I love that one.
No, I think I think Redwall might be the whole series, and there's different Redwall books.
Like, that is like a beaver holding a sword.
That was a cover. That was me in school. I was like, oh man, I could read this book.
Yeah.
This
looks sick. I could get behind this.
Yeah. I could see myself.
It's like, how did he get that?
What is that
penny?
What does the red say under Redwall?
Where legends are made.
Where legends are made, 100%. Yeah.
That's my youth right there. That book made me what I am today.
Wow. Legends are made. I'm going to add that to my Goodreads. Do you have a Goodreads?
No.
Oh, you've got to get Goodreads.
Is that
it's actually not fun unless all your friends are on it.
Yeah.
But it's like Letterbox for books.
Okay, I don't know what Letterbox is.
Okay,
either,
it's like you just log the books you've read and the books you
read. Okay.
And just like make shelves.
Yeah, I could do that. Because I'm so bad. I
and write reviews and stuff.
I always forget the books I read too, and everyone like what did you do the one with like Logan Nine Fingers or the first Law series? No,
Logan Nine Fingers.
I think our John like I cross over in a little
you're doing
smut,
like fantasy,
but I also do
fantasy.
Like some fantasy.
I need romance or I can't read a book.
Okay.
So I didn't do Logan Nine Fingers.
You should do Red Rising though. Red Rising to quickly
I like dystopian.
So I used to write and I was writing a book.
Oh, wow.
And my friend was like, "Hey, you should read my buddy's book. His name's Pierce Brown." So he's like, "What you're writing is really similar to it." So I'm like, "Sure, I'll like." Do his buddy a favor.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll read his book.
Yeah.
Start reading it and I was like, this is so good. And I
was it out yet or did you
it get, was out, uh-huh. Yeah. And I finished it in like 2 days and I call my buddy back. I'm like, dude, like this needs to be a movie. This is incredible. Like, let's get this guy signed to an agency. He's like, oh, this it was a New York Times bestseller. He's like, he doesn't need your help.
So that's
like,
your Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little more it's a Hunger Games with a little more masculine.
Like, what's it called?
Actual fighting death stuff. Where Hunger Games is a little more, but they're so similar to Hunger Games.
Okay.
I would say like if Hunger Games was written by a female, and if Hunger Games was written by a male,
got
like
it.
That's okay. The only difference I'd say.
Interesting. I don't know if I've ever read a book by a man. Now that you mention it, except for I guess like The Fault in Our Stars. I haven't read the Bible.
Oh, duh. Sorry.
No, you always think that Jews have the Bible too. Anyway, we don't have to get into that again. But should we do some hot takes?
No, I have gifts for you guys.
Oh, Connor.
I was in Seattle this weekend and I guess last weekend when this comes out. And just like found this random store and
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. This is for you. I hope it didn't
God.
Break when
thank you
during
so
the travel
much.
And this is for you.
Wow.
Wow,
don't
Connor.
Worry, I already got mine. It is at home.
I think, are there two things in here?
Yeah.
It's a scroll with a sword.
Yeah, I wish.
Oh, Connor, these are adorable.
They're salt shakers, you guys.
Oh, I like it. Bowie likes it too.
Connor, that's so cute.
Oh my gosh. So I knew about Bowie, so I got you the matching dogs.
That's so, oh wow.
This is actually going to match my kitchen.
Really? Oh my God.
Wow.
Awesome.
This
and
is really perfect.
I found the coolest shop. It was just salt shakers in Seattle. Just
I
little
love salt shakers.
Matching porcelain salt shakers. Those are from Japan.
They're so cute.
Yeah, I actually really like it.
And I think these are from Japan
too. I really love, yeah.
I spent an hour looking through salt shakers. I was just addicted to this store. I actually had to hold myself back because I had no room in my luggage.
I'm gonna give you my salt shakers and keep these because mine I got at an estate sale and they have your name all over them. Actually, now that you mention it, they're corn salt shakers.
Oh my God, perfect. I'm gonna have two
you
sets because I got myself monkey salt shakers. One's like this and one's like this and one's salt, one's pepper. I said, this is so fun.
I think I probably have those too because I'm the year of the monkey and my mom is like super into astrology. So I think everything I had till I was like 12 was monkey themed.
That's cool. Like I think that's why I'm so drawn to White Lotus is because I love the animal side of everything.
That's
like I love little figurines too. That's why, look at all of our knickknacks here. We're huge knickknack people.
I always love a good knickknack.
Well, I think we should do, so we had people write in hot takes, and then we really just hit it off and we blew through this episode because you made it so easy.
Thank you.
But we should do some of these hot takes.
Let's
we have
do
some,
it.
We have
Let's
some
do it.
Ones.
I love hot takes.
You had
a hot take. Yeah.
The cupcakes?
In R.E. Cracks.
Oh, yeah. The shower.
Yeah.
The shower. I got myself in some hot water, or I didn't, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to tell us? Would you want us to give you
That was not lost on me just now.
Yeah. I think it was very spur of the moment.
Uh-huh.
And I was just asked what's something that I think is overrated or something on the spot. I thought we were talking traders and stuff. And I got asked that question. And I was just thinking about how much people shower. And I didn't think it was that hot of a take.
What did you say?
What was the...
I said that people shower too much. And like that goes into the fact that people are using shampoo every day and mm-hmm. they're using soap on their shins. And
yeah.
And it's like, you don't need all that.
No, I've never like washed my legs or anything like that.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Because the soap trickles.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And then I think the way it was cut made it seem like I just don't shower.
What would you say is the ideal amount of times to shower?
So I guess that's the thing is like, is it a full shower? Or are you just rinsing off? Uh-huh. Like sometimes right before bed, I like don't need a shower, but I also don't like being sweaty or like that little mm-hmm. when your legs will stick together yeah. type thing. So I'll just yeah. go in, rinse off. I'm not like using soap and yeah. stuff, maybe a teeny bit, but I'm not doing a full shower right there.
Are you the kind of person that like comes out of the ocean and you're like, I feel like I love that feeling. Cleaned. I feel
yeah,
clean.
I'll rinse off after. Like again, just water. I'm not soaping after.
Whoa.
Okay, I
have to do like a full soap.
I don't really? Even shampoo. Rinse off after. I love feeling tight and crackly.
Yeah. And
like, I love
those
putting
those are the two perfect words to describe that.
You know what yeah. I mean? It's like the best feeling ever. You're cooked a little bit from the sun.
Yeah.
Salt water is the best my hair ever looks. I'm not even going to rinse it out because my hair is, I'm not going to have to put a hat on. It looks awesome. I feel awesome. You put on like a shirt and it like sticks.
Wow.
And then you put on fresh pants or fresh shorts and then you're like I feel like alive. Like that's like the most awake I feel. Is,
and like, then you like, I don't know, you might wipe your face or like lick something and you like taste salty.
Taste
like, whoa, yeah. I'm still salty.
I love that feeling so much. This is actually one of our hot takes was that you don't need to shower after you get out of like your pool or the ocean or
pool,
something.
Pool is, well, if it's like chlorine.
Pool yeah. is like, so I think in terms of clean, like you're not going to get more clean than genuinely burning off all of your body's natural oils with chlorine.
It is weird though. Like I used to hop in a pool and then later that day I would run and like I could smell the chlorine coming out of my skin.
Oh, so it's actually,
it was going into your body.
Yeah. I think wow. when you're in a pool, like that chlorine is getting in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it can't be good for you.
Yeah. Probably not good. So if you're going to shower after, it's not because you need to get cleaner. It's because you need to get, the
you need to rinse that off. Yeah, yeah. Okay. That makes more sense. So I'm pro that. Lake, even the lake that I grew up on, genuinely, I think could kill somebody if it was. It actually, my friend almost lost her leg. It's a wow. it's a dammed portion of the Mississippi River or the San Jacinto River, and it's very murky. And she had a wart, and we would tube a lot. We'd be on jet skis a lot, and I guess her. This is so much. We're gonna lose listeners like from the stuff I've said today. Her wart rubbed off. And she had a little open wound and she got staph infection, like almost yeah. lost her leg. Yep. So I would say shower after that lake. Like Lake Tahoe, I bet you couldn't feel more clean than jumping in Lake Tahoe.
I was just about to say, like one up from that feeling of being in the ocean, being like a summer lake day, summer, I could go a week without showering.
Lake like, greater than ocean.
Oh, you feel so good coming out of the lake.
A day, this was a hot day too. A day on a lake on a boat is so much better than a day laying on the beach, in my opinion. I'm a lake guy.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to a lake.
I'm a lake person.
I don't think I would love to go. Oh,
we have to go.
You got to go.
Yeah.
It's as good as it gets.
Because I love the beach.
Lake Tahoe.
And just water.
There's nothing better than Lake Tahoe. I genuinely think that like that should be put on the... What are the great things of the world? How many is there? 11?
Yeah. Seven wonders.
Yeah.
It is. In the winter, it gets cold, though. There.
It does. Yeah. You could ski there, though. How yeah. cool. That's yeah, amazing.
True.
That's both
cool
worlds.
Oh, this is kind of related. Someone said sand in your sheets is delightful and keeps me in touch with nature.
My girlfriend would argue that because I lived on the beach.
Pro or against?
She
against.
Hated yeah. it. And I would just track sand all in the house. That was...
when I'm on vacation and there's sand in my bed, I'm like, I'm on vacation. This is awesome. I'm clean. The sand isn't dirty.
Uh-huh.
It's not mud from your garden. It's,
but do you like the feeling of it?
I don't mind it because I'm like, I'm on vacation. And even when I lived down in Newport, I loved it because I'm like, yeah, I walked on the beach just now and I'm clean. I know I'm clean. My feet aren't dirty. You know, there's just a little bit of sand, a little bit of grain. If nothing else, you're exfoliating between the sheets.
That's true.
It's nice.
But the argument to that is like, I tolerate it. Like, I'm not the one, if there's sand in my bed, it's not like it's the end of the world yeah. for me.
Uh-huh.
But then you wash the sheets and you lay in bed and you're like, oh my God, this yeah. is comfortable.
Yeah.
It makes you appreciate.
Yeah. So Yeah, maybe it's worth it to just suffer through the sand for a bit, so then it makes the fresh sheets feel that much better.
That's a good perspective to take.
That is a really good perspective. I'm not like obsessed with sand in my sheets.
No.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. It's not like that's a hot take.
Yeah, that's a hot take.
I don't agree with that. It's better.
I'm just drawn to sand as a whole. Like my mom, this will come as no surprise. My mom said I used to eat sand, handfuls of it.
I think it tastes great.
It's not bad. I'd argue sometimes I'm pro a little bit of sand in my peanut butter and jelly on the sandwich.
That's horrible.
I go, a little I extra like the crunch.
That like is sensory to me. Like I don't like that.
Well, yeah. When I think about it too much, I hate it.
It does. Also, sand from around the world is so different too. Like, have you been like to Louisiana or Mississippi and felt their sand? It's like brown sugar.
It's like more dusty.
Yeah.
Like here, it's broken down rock in California. Mm-hmm. But there it's like, you wash your, that's not the sand I want in my sheets. That's dirt.
Yeah, Miami was coarse. That was the first thing I felt right before those people started drowning. I was like, oh, this is some coarse sand.
You like were taking mental notes of the small thing. I'm being very present right now before TMZ snaps.
Making small talk like on the swim back in. Sand is pretty coarse here.
I'm picturing the sand is tough. I'm picturing you as David Hasselhoff from the SpongeBob movie moving and they're on his back.
Yeah.
He's just moving like this. His head's not even underwater.
No, it wasn't that glorious.
Okay, this one I do agree with. It's embarrassing to use an umbrella.
I just don't like the idea of an umbrella. I think I'd rather be wet than use an umbrella.
This is where my California really shines, is like, I don't have an umbrella.
I've never
owned one, yeah. I don't even know where you would get an umbrella.
Exactly. So
the umbrella store?
So now that I've got Bowie and I have to walk him every day, which was like, that was one of the weirdest things getting used to, is having to walk in the morning and just like, So when it rained for like 2 weeks in LA, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to wait for it to stop raining. And I'm like keeping my eye out, waiting for it to stop raining. And then it wouldn't. So I'm like, all right, here we go. I'm barefoot in board shorts because I know I'm going to get wet.
Yeah.
So I'm just walking in the rain in board shorts. And then like, it just clicked. It's like, that's what umbrellas are for.
Yeah.
I like the barefoot in board. That's what I did with Max. I would go out and people would be like, oh no, this guy is like.
It's super fun. Like there's a grass field and we were like running around. And
I can walk barefoot.
Yeah. I've held an umbrella like a few times in my life, I think, and I'm like giving myself the ick, and I don't know why.
Then it's wet. It's like, okay, we could just
it's like I think I'm better than the rain. I don't know.
Raincoat. That's the answer to all of this, is a raincoat.
Raincoat. But I don't have one of those either.
Yeah. That's an easy place to go, though. It's a better direction to go than an umbrella. You go inside with an umbrella. What the hell?
Yeah.
It's raining in my house.
What the hell?
I think that's the setup, is a raincoat with a hood, board shorts, barefoot. Because then it's like all the water is draining out. You're still a little bit warmer.
I like a raincoat, but it does get musty in there. You're going to want to jump in the chlorine before you put the coat on. We have a bunch of these, but I don't want to hold you too long.
That was awesome.
I don't think I have anything after this, do I?
Can we read through a couple of these really quick? I just want to make sure. Oh, yeah. No movie needs to be more than 100 minutes long. That's an hour and 40 minutes for my math freaks.
Oh, that's tough. Because some of the best movies of all time were those long movies that they just let breathe.
Yeah.
Like Deer Hunter, I think, is 3 hours long. But like the reason it's so good is because it's just so slow moving and real.
And if Fourth Wing is a movie like that, I'll need that to be like just 3+ hours.
Movies.
Yeah, because I hate when they break it in half. Year. No, like Dune did that, and I had just finished that book, and then
Titanic. Do you like Dune?
The book or
the movie.
No, so I finished the book, and then the movie happened, and I was like, oh, this only brought us like halfway through the first book, and I was like, I don't like when they do that. Squid Games just did that to us. I don't know if you watched that, but it was like this second season was just half of the season.
Uh huh. I don't like that.
Dune. I'm not Dune's audience like at all. It's crazy.
The books were good. I
wish I could.
I haven't seen the second movie.
Apparently, the second movie is so good.
Well,
even
I don't know
for
what
people
the first
who
movie
like,
was about.
I also don't. I also don't. I was reading the Wikipedia in the theater. And still couldn't follow.
No, I was like, where is Zendaya? Like, I thought she's in this movie. And then she's like, hey. And then she's gone. I don't even think
anyone talked in the first movie, did they? The worms, maybe?
I watched it on the plane, so I want to give it a chance. Everybody loved the second one.
No, everyone did love the second one.
The first one on the plane, I can't say it was amazing.
Yeah.
But I also agree with what they're saying because I'm very anxious in a movie theater.
Yeah.
And if it's maybe after the first hour, I'm going and standing by the exit, and I'll watch the movie from there, and I'll stretch.
Oh, you start standing by the exit for longer than 10 minutes, I'm going to start making scenarios up in my head about you while you're standing by the exit.
Oh, I do that.
And that's going to make me panic. Because I'm starting to look for exits. Other exits. You know, I'm like, playing, where do we go?
That guy's been,
standing vertically in this pitch black movie theater for an hour. Where do we go? I'm like, how high is it? Can I lift you up into the place where they're shooting the movie?
I agree with that one, unless it's a movie that I really like and want more of. So selfishly, yes and no.
Ooh, this is a good one for you. Shrimp is bugs.
What did you just say? Sounds like a bad song or something. Shrimp is bugs?
Bugs of the sea.
Shrimp is bugs.
Shrimp is bugs.
Mm.
So I'll break it down for you.
Shrimp is this a hot take?
Bugs.
Is this yours?
No, someone wrote this in. I'm serious, but I'm aligned because I like they're bugs. They're
can
underwater.
Use it in a sentence.
Shrimp is bugs because they have six legs and they live on the ground.
Yeah,
they live
so
on the
like,
ocean floor.
It's kind of like how lobsters are like the garbage cleaners of the sea. So then it's not.
Yeah,
they're gross.
A poop sack? Like I'm not eating anything with a poop
no,
sack.
No, you eat the poop sack. It's a vein poop sack. So it's
don't
fine.
Call me poop sack, Missy. Wait, what are you talking about? You eat the poop sack.
You brought
sack.
Poop no, up again.
The, like, the line in the back of the shrimp.
No, you don't eat the poop sack, right?
I think some people do. Some people do,
I've
but
never,
I don't. I wouldn't do that.
Dylan wouldn't do that.
Yeah. I meant to say I would not eat that.
Eat the poop sack.
Yes.
But
can you?
Well, all right. So, all right. I've got some stories.
You just
opened my brain.
Okay.
Poop, the bugs. Okay. So, I lobster fish in, you should come with me. I think you might enjoy it. But so, like, we'll catch lobsters in like the bay in Palos Verdes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I always think about how like humiliating it is to these lobsters. So, one, again, I don't like killing, but lobsters, you grab three and you eat them. It's very like sustainable,
yeah.
Better than buying from the store. So, we'll go out there. Once you catch them, the way you clean it and get the poop sack out is you have to break an antenna off. They like have these long antennas and you stick it up the butthole.
Like an enema.
Yeah. And then when you pull it out, it takes the whole poop track out.
Okay. I just want to circle back to the fact that it's a bug, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's a huge bug. It's like a dinosaur Jurassic Park bug.
Yeah.
It just is wet.
Yeah.
Shrimp is bugs.
No, it's shrimp is bugs.
So that's what I was. Woo!
I love shrimp.
I know you do.
Last thing I'll say on that is that when I'm traveling, I stay away from it because I've seen so many people get sick from crawfish and stuff when they're traveling that like I will stay away from that type of dish when I'm traveling.
Right. That I'm aligned with you there. Mm-hmm. I just choose to do that in every area of my life. I avoid the bugs. But I do love a crawfish boil. I'll say that. I don't like the fact that they cook them alive. In fact, in college, when we would be at these crawfish boils where it's like sausage, oh, I almost mispronounced sausage. Sausage, corn, potatoes, and then crawfish, they dump it on a table. And it was fun. It was like a darty. It's like a college thing in Texas and Louisiana. And I would go to the live crawfish bag and I would put them all in my pockets.
Oh, to save.
And I would run to the creek. And I would release them. And then one day we got an email. Please stop releasing crawdads. They're an invasive species. And I was like, oh no. Oh dear. So I actually caused more harm than good thinking I was saving the crawdads.
I don't know that I know what a crawdad
is. It looks like a lobster, but it's really, it's this big.
Yeah, they're smaller.
Suck it out. And I just can't stand any part of the crawdad shrimp experience.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they taste more like a shrimp or a lobster or nothing?
I haven't you tasted like it. I know that
more
people
like a shrimp,
love
I guess.
Them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I would. No, I
it
do
looks
want,
just like a big lobster.
That's a scorpion.
Yeah. See, now you're getting. You're seeing the bug. Thing
I
that
now
I'm seeing
the
too.
Bug thing. But actually, Izzy, what does a shrimp look like when it's just like swimming?
Oh, they go backwards really fast.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that is a bug. I didn't know that that's what...
That's a shrimp.
Why? How does that morph into shrimp cocktail?
Boiled.
I'm definitely white. More comfortable with shrimp cocktail. That's a shrimp cocktail.
That's a shrimp.
Yeah,
that's a jumbo
like
shrimp.
That looks, like a shrimp cocktail. I don't know what the silver one is. The silver one is a bug.
They're all bugs. Shrimp is bugs. I don't like that either. I actually want to get a pet shrimp tank because they're really cute. I follow this account that does like these livable, sustainable ecosystems, but like mini. And you know how obsessed I am with like mini things. It's like this plant that produces so much oxygen that you don't even need to replace the water or anything. It cleans the bowl. You don't have any filtration system at all. And then the shrimp live in there. And it's their little world. I want to get that so bad.
Have you seen what a seahorse looks like? Like, you know what a seahorse looks like?
Yeah.
How big would you assume they are?
I love where your head's at.
Like the size of my phone?
I think I know the answer. What?
Yeah, super small.
Really?
That's so weird.
I think of them like a starfish.
They get big. I mean, they get bigger.
That's a pretty big one. I wish I had this for my brain that like every time I can't think of a word, there's just a computer that shows me.
It's really easy for us here. Izzy saves our saves our asses.
That's smaller than a shrimp.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
But
not enough meat on them to eat those guys.
I've never seen one in real life though. I don't even know where they are.
Me neither.
Love that the guy's just cupping him like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you were gonna say that the man gets pregnant?
Yeah, I thought that's what you were gonna say.
Does the woman not get pregnant?
Actually, I don't think it's man and woman. I think it's the male gets pregnant.
Wait till Trump finds out about seahorses.
The male gets pregnant.
Yikes. She's going to ban him in the Gulf of America. No more seahorse men.
You should do that for stand-up.
Really?
Yeah, that was funny.
That's pretty good.
Should we do one more?
Yeah.
We'll call it.
Then,
okay.
And then, yeah, you pick one of yours.
I can't end on Gulf of America.
No, you can't.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you pick one.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dylan. You're asking me to read?
Yeah, let's see. I do want to just say this one because I don't know. This one girl wrote in and said, I don't believe makeup carries germs and most of mine is from Lost and Founds. So I just wanted to say that out loud.
Makeup?
Or makeup, which like I know people clean their stuff and so there is germs.
It's kind of like chapstick where you could just, if you're borrowing someone's chapstick, you just kind of put the top layer on your hand and then
I guess
use it.
You put it all over your face and stuff. I don't know.
But they definitely, it does. So I don't even think that's like a matter of like if you believe it or not.
But
it just does.
You could swap out the brush. Like you don't need to use their brush, but let's say you found some makeup, got a new brush, dusted out all their germs. Then it should be safe.
So you just take the antenna off and shove it up your ass, and then it's clean. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if your Lost and Found makeup has germs, I don't know what to tell you. Unless you're cleaning it. It doesn't sound like you are.
Okay, Dylan, any of these really reaching out to you?
They're pretty funny. Ryan Reynolds is the most bland-looking guy, but somehow is very... Oh, every straight man's fantasy.
Yeah.
I'll ignore that one. Five nine guys is greater.
Yeah. What do you think? I mean, who put that in there?
Is that I would say they're normally quicker. Like if we're playing tag or something, like
how much tag do you play?
Tag's pretty fun. And if a five nine guy, they're probably pretty swift.
When a 5'9" guy is on my team playing tag,
nimble.
They're nimble.
Are you playing tag a lot?
Apparently,
I wanted to set up a big game where we all had like a GoPro and played like the little kid version of tag.
That's so
fun.
That would be fun.
But I wouldn't be very fast because I'm not 5'9". I don't know anything.
I also got a pretty bad scar on my leg from tag. I ran into a planter pot.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
I also have mosquito bites.
Was that
right
stitches?
One of those. Playing tag.
Oh, my God.
Ran too hard.
Be careful in your tag.
I retired that day. Haven't played since.
Did you ever play Stuck in the Mud when you were little?
Hell no.
No? Okay, never mind then. It's actually not relevant.
Well,
We can wrap.
We can end on playing.
I do like that. Irish goodbyes are rude.
Okay.
I love an Irish
goodbye. I do too.
Okay. Love it. If you know you're going to see him again soon, like you don't need to do the whole I'm never going to see you again.
I completely agree. Well,
yeah, this whole song and dance. And I also love that someone else wrote in and said, they're actually completely morally sound. If you know you're going to go around and it's going to bring the vibes down for you to be like, I'm leaving.
I don't want anyone to tell me to stay, you know, because then it's like, I don't want to do the,
it's just like, if like someone fun is leaving, it's like, oh, wait, you're leaving. Like, should we leave? You know, it's like.
Yeah, you want them to stay in that moment of fun longer and not be affected by you leaving. And then you want them to be like, oh, did they leave? It's like, let them figure it out when they figure it out.
Totally.
I'm so.
That was good.
Mr. Funny today.
That was good.
He also hit me in the right spot. We can wrap.
Thank you so much for coming, Dylan.
I'll definitely come back if I'm invited.
You are invited back. We would love time.
And Bowie, sweet boy.
Bowie, you come back too.
He's right at home. He might have to stay.
Where'd your toy go?
Oh, there it is. Mimble.
Oh, Mimble Ball.
Well, Dylan, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We love you. That was so easy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, thank you, guys. That was fun. It's like being with friends.
Blast.
Yeah. New friends.
Yeah. Well, let's travel somewhere.
Well, let's actually do it.
I would love
to.
Lady Efron.
Too. Yes.
We need
that,
a different
that too. Efron. Yeah, that, yep.
We're actually really bad at ending episodes.
Let's promo anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Promo.
We'll toss it off.
Yeah, I guess my YouTube channel, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Instagram's where I do most things. Mm-hmm. So that's where you keep up with my everyday adventures. But YouTube's the stuff I'm proud of. So go check that out.
And I can't vouch for it enough. It is such a comfort show to have on.
Thanks.
And I'm traveling a lot in hotels. You just pop it on. You get some gummy bears, which is what I did the last time. I just binge watched. It was awesome.
I appreciate that.
You should watch the Efron Family Vacation. And I love that one.
Yeah, that was great. Well, thank you so much, dude. We appreciate you.
Thank
you guys for listening.
Thank you guys.
And we will see you. Bye.
Bye. This week on Close Friends.
Brooke! How did that happen? I can't get over how much this looks like me.
I would feel comfortable talking about Dylan for the next hour.
I love rescue dogs.
What are they?
It's like literally, like we're talking about Dylan right as soon as he leaves. Talking about being sucked. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.